And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records. We've got books. We've got, the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
You can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue. The kitchen at Rick and Moe's is open lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2. And dinner from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage. Not to mention their dry, aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. And for Bear County Barbecue's menu, there's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Mono's.
Rich Thomas Weather. Wet at times over the next few days, but it's not going to rain all the time. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There could be an isolated shower or two late tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 70s, cloudy. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the showers and storms become more likely tomorrow night. Overnight, low 55. On Monday, President's Day, a better day. Chance of a shower early. But I think there'll be some partial sunshine, mid-60s for a high. But get ready. Tuesday through Thursday could be a lot of rain in the state of Alabama, maybe locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let's get back to Reverend Lindsey Williams. And
It gets good, okay?
Trust me. I merely listened to what these people had to say, and I predicted accordingly. And then today, I still keep in touch with one of the elite. And he tells me from time to time what's going on. And as a result, I try to relate it to you. But I look at all of these newsletter writers, and I just shake my head, and I say, please, folks, it's different than that. Do you realize that every one of them had been trying to say for the past year's time that the total collapse of the financial system was imminent, probably that afternoon or the next day? And you realize it has not happened? I told you it wouldn't. 6 months ago, when I did my last DVD, I told you there was not going to be a financial collapse as long as President Donald Trump is in office, because the elite cannot do it. I said no crash because they cannot allow there to be a crash as long as a man that has been chosen by God is the President of the United States of America. He will not come to the rescue of the elite and bail them out with another quantitative easing. So as a result, there cannot be a crash as long as President Donald Trump is the President of the United States of America. Put it down in your book. Take advantage of everything that you can. I'm going back to that expression again. I wish to goodness I could somehow get it ingrained into your mind. The name of the game with the elite is control. It's not money. It's control. It's not things. They've got all the things. They've got their finest of jets. They've got the biggest of buildings. They've got the governments of the world. What are they after? One thing and one thing only. You remember what it was that Satan said to Jesus Christ when he took him up and showed him all the nations of the world, and he went through all the temptations he went through, and if he said, now, if you'll just fall down and worship me, if you'll just bow down to me. You see, that's exactly what the elite want. The elite want the people of the world under their control. Same thing Satan wanted with Jesus Christ. Yep. He wanted him under his control. And if Satan can get the nations of the world and the people of the world under their control, they have exactly what they want. Now, the elite do not want Paris riots. The elite do not want riots in America. Instead, the elite want control of everything that there is. You know, when I lived with the elite, I came to a conclusion. These people think so differently than every other human being I've ever met in my life. I came to the conclusion one day that these people had to have been born that way. I don't think it would be possible for a human being to live their younger life and to create a mindset that the elite have. You know, people are born with a gift. Look at all the prophets of the Old Testament. Look at people who have anointings. And there are many people today who have anointings. The only way that they could ever be what they are is because of the anointing that they have. For instance, and allow me, please. This you'll have to allow me a few moments with. I myself personally, Lindsey Williams, was born with an anointing. I've always recognized all of my life that there was something different, and it's because, well, 1929 was the Great Depression. I was born in 1936. My dad had been a very, very wealthy real estate broker in Coral Gables, Florida. He made a fortune. And in one day's time, my dad went from being wealthy to a pauper. When the Great Depression took place, the stock market crashed. Coral Gables, Florida declared bankruptcy, and my daddy lost a fortune in Coral Gables bonds. And in 1936, when I was born, My dad was just barely getting by. I'm not going to say he was a pauper, but he was about as close to it as you could get. And my mother wondered how in the world they would ever pay the bills to bring me into the world. She was walking down the street one day in front of Ronald Sanitarium. That's what they used to call them in Georgia. She's walking down the street in front of the sanitarium, and God spoke to her. Now, my mother was a Baptist, so she was not a charismatic that hears voices and all that sort of thing, but she said God spoke to her. I didn't know it until I was 18 years of age. At 18 years of age, I was asked to preach the Youth Week sermon in First Baptist Church of Macon, Georgia. And I had nothing planned. I just planned to preach the sermon, go on my way. When I finished my sermon, I gave an invitation, and four young people came to know Christ as their Savior. I laid the Bible down on the pulpit, had not planned to say it at all, and looked at the audience, and I said, I'd like to say to you right now that God has just called me to preach His Word and to be a minister of the gospel. I did not expect to do that. It came spontaneously. I know why, when my mother told me later. A few weeks later, my mother came to me and she said, son, I didn't want to tell you this until after you first had said it yourself. But she said, walking down the street in front of that hospital before you were ever born, and she said, I had to sell my grand piano. My mother was quite a pianist. She said, I sold my grand piano to pay the doctor's bill to bring you into the world. She didn't do what people would do today, and that is just never pay the bill if you didn't have the money. But she sold a grand piano and paid the bill. And she said, walking down the sidewalk in front of that hospital, God spoke to me. She didn't say how, audibly, or whatever it was. But she said, God spoke to me and said that the child I was about to bear would preach His Word. I had an anointing before I was ever born. I could have never been anything but what I have been. I could never have changed my life into anything else. Even if I had wanted to be a businessman, I could not have been a businessman. If I had wanted to be a banker, I couldn't have been a banker. God had ordained before I was ever born that I would preach His Word, and that's all I've ever done for 83 years, well, starting at 18 years of age. Now, I said all of that, and bear with me, please. The elite that I have met in my life and have had an opportunity to come in personal contact with, they are so different in their thought patterns and their mindset, and so completely removed from the average individual that I rub shoulders with every day, that I came to the conclusion that those people had to have been born with the mindset that they have. Now, I'm speaking of those who are truly one of the elite in thought, mindset, actions, and everything they do.
I need to hit this quick break, and we'll be back with Reverend Lindsay Williams. Uno momento.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as eye chests and nightstands on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We're listening to Reverend Lindsey Williams and his site, The Panic. The elite, rather, are in panic mode because they know God is in control.
They are so different than the average person. And I'll go back to those newsletter writers, and I'll say, God bless you fellows. I'm so glad you're out there. And one of these days, what you're saying is going to take place. And before it takes place, by the way, I'm going to tell you, mark my words, by God's grace, unless Jesus comes first, I'll be here to tell you that it's going to happen before it happens, because the elite will tell me. They will know when it's going to take place. In fact, I'm going to give you an idea today before this video is over as to when it's going to take place. Not a date, but the surrounding events that will take place as a result of it. The elite think and act differently. I'm not telling you not to pay attention to those newsletters. Please do, because they'll take place someday. But for right now, the elite are in panic mode, because they are in such desperate condition. They don't know what to do and how to handle the events that are taking place in the world. And as a result, the elite have become panic. And I'm going to read this one. I wrote it down in my notes. The elite are in panic because they have encountered a man with God's anointing. You see, Cyrus in the scriptures was put into that position many years ago, thousands of years ago, in fact. And 150 years approximately before Cyrus was ever born, read it in the scriptures for yourself, a prophet gave his name 150 years before he was ever born. Today, we are seeing a man with an anointing who is literally moving the world. President Trump is changing the world, and those who will be willing to comprehend what's going on will be able to know how to handle yourself. I was so proud of our president. I know that you're probably watching this video well after Christmas, but our president did something in his Christmas greeting to the nation. He said something that displayed a God anointing. Now, I have never known any president to do this. And even though it's after Christmas, I'd like you to watch it. And I'd like you to see the scripture that the President of the United States of America, God's appointed man for this time, to give America a period of grace. I want you to listen to the scripture that he quotes. And he makes it very plain by quoting this scripture that he is not the head of the government. He says that, well, you listen to it, and you'll find out who President Trump says is the head of the government as long as he is the president of the United States of America.
Fellow Americans, Melania and I are delighted to wish America and the entire world a very Merry Christmas.
At this time of year, we see the best of America and the soul of the American people. We see children packing boxes to brighten the Christmases of our brave men and women in uniform. We see families reaching out to neighbors in need.
In the season of joy, we spend time with our families. We renew the bonds of love and goodwill between our citizens. And most importantly, we celebrate the miracle of Christmas. For Christians, we remember the story of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph that began more than 2,000 years ago. As the book of Isaiah tells us, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This good news is the greatest Christmas gift of all, the reason for our joy, and the true source of our hope. On behalf of Melania, myself, Barron, and the entire Trump family, God bless you, God bless America, and have a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Cool.
Allow me to explain the elite's anointing compared to God's anointing. The elite must tell you everything that they're going to do before they do it. I have stated this and given in detail in past DVDs how that the elite never do anything before they tell you first. Now, you know, the same thing is true of God, which I'll go into later. But for right now, let me say that the elite, their mindset is such that they will tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. Now, they will tell you what they're going to do in some rather unusual ways. They will tell you sometimes through a Hollywood movie. And I'm going to show you a clip from one in just a moment, in which the DVD are telling you what they're going to do in 2019. That's right. They've already told you what they're going to do. Sometimes they will do it through a newspaper article. One of their favorite ways of doing it is through a Hollywood movie. So watch very carefully. I hope you will, after this particular segment is over, I hope you'll go back and replay and replay and replay. This is so full of buzzwords. You can't possibly imagine it. The elite are telling you what they're going to do in 2019. Listen carefully.
Mr. Calvini, we'd like to know why the IBBC, a bank, would be purchasing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of missile guidance and control systems from your company.
The IBBC has purchased billions of dollars worth of Silkworm missiles from the People's Republic of China, which they have resold to clients in the Middle East, contingent upon the missiles being equipped with Vulcan guidance systems. My company is one of only two in the world which produce the Vulcan.
Who's the other?
Sunay. Ahmed Sunay.
Of Turkish Aerotech.
But why is the bank committing so much of its capital and resources to the sale of these missiles?
It's a test. Small arms are the only weapons used in 99% of the world's conflicts. And no one has the capacity to manufacture them faster and cheaper than China. What Skarsen is attempting to do is to make the IBBC the exclusive broker of Chinese small arms to the Third World. And the missile deal is the gateway transaction.
Yeah, but billions of dollars invested simply to be a broker. There can't be that much profit for them.
No, this is not about making profit from weapon sales. It's about control.
Control the flow of weapons, control the conflict.
No. No, no. The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. Wow. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry. To make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
You sound like you're not very fond of the IBBC. What happened?
I was fond of André Clément. I trusted him. And he was a good friend.
You just heard one of the greatest explanations of the elite's mindset that you will probably, or I, will probably ever hear in my life. It is not about money. Did you hear him say that? Uh-huh. It is not about money. This is the essence of the mindset of the elite. What is it about? Do you remember in that clip that you just saw, he leaned forward over towards the person he was talking to, and he said, it is all about control. If you control the money, you control the people. If you control the money, you control the politician. If you control the money, you control the economy and the Federal Reserve. It's not about money. That is the method that they use to bring about the control.
Yep. Power, control, method, money. Power,
well, control. Again, I go back to the name of the game is control. And I hope I've helped you understand the mindset of the French riots are driving the elite mad. Literally driving them crazy. They're in panic. Literally panic. Macron is an elite. He's a globalist. Listen, if you will, one more time of what's happening in Europe. Hopefully, it doesn't come to America. I do not think it will, as long as President Trump that we presently have, President Trump, is there. But if it ever does, you'll know that the routes are not the result of the elites forming them. All they want is control. Listen again, because this is sweeping Europe. And mark my words, in 2019, this will be one of the things that you will have to deal with, is sweeping Europe, these routes.
Okay, all right, we're going to hit our bottom of the hour break. This is Clear in the Air, and we'll be back. We'll take calls here and give me about 30 more minutes, y'all.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
You can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue. The kitchen at Rick and Moe's is open lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2. And dinner from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage. Not to mention their dry, aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. And for Bear County Barbecue's menu, there's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Mono's.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Orchard Bar right down here on that beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. And let's talk about the river. That's right down here. We come down here and rent you a pontoon boat or rent you a slip for spring and summer come up. We got slips where you can bring your boat down here and drop it off. Now let's talk about good eating. And I know you want to bring your sweetheart out and eat some good, fresh food out at the Capitol Orchard Bar. You know, we're closed on Monday and Tuesday, open Wednesday through Sunday. And Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we're bringing you the Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys out of Milwaukee. That's right. Going to all those Chicago folks and all those folks are heading south this time of year, so we're luckily right off I-65, bringing you some fine blues. So that's right. The Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys are back. Big music Sunday, beautiful river, so we got all kind of things going on. And if you see some construction going on, that's right, we finally started on the RV resort we're building down here. So we'll be talking about getting your trailer or your boater home down here to visit us soon. So come hungry, y'all. We're looking for you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Wet at times over the next few days, but it's not going to rain all the time. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There could be an isolated shower or two late tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 70s, cloudy. Risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the showers and storms become more likely tomorrow night. Overnight, low 55. On Monday, President's Day, a better day. Chance of a shower early, but I think there'll be some partial sunshine, mid-60s for a high. But get ready. Tuesday through Thursday could be a lot of rain in the state of Alabama, maybe locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We're listening to Reverend Lindsay Williams. Listen to this. Hold on a sec. We got a small problem. That would be a digital problem because my digits in my hand didn't plug the thing back in. So let's try that again.
You know, normally we like things to kind of regulate and stay the same. We don't like these ups and downs. They're very disturbing to wake up one morning and the world's in one condition and wake up the next morning and the world's completely changed.
Yes, that's true.
It's going to be panic up and panic down all the way through 2019. Now, I would like to offer some predictions and suggestions, if I may, in light of what my elite friend has told me. First of all, as long as President Trump is in office, you're safe. Now, do you want to run your camera back and catch that, or do you want me to repeat it? So that you can catch it. I hope you caught the last part of that, because it's going to affect your life in a major way. As long as President Trump is in office, you're safe. That's right. As long as he's there. Now, I don't know how long he's going to be there. But as long as he's there, you remember what my elite friend said? And I had it in my DVD 6 months ago, prior to this DVD. He said, God is with President Trump and we can do nothing. Now, do you realize the opportunities that are yours as long as President Trump is in office with and God anointing? And don't take exception to that word. I know what an anointing is. I had one from before I was ever born. And I've known it all my life. He's elite. I often wonder if they weren't born with an anointing. I wouldn't necessarily say it's God's anointing, but I think most of them did have some sort of an anointing. Okay. As long as President Trump is in office, take advantage of it. Take advantage of the elite. Don't you like that expression? I know all of you, you've watched so many of my videos, and you say, boy, would I really love to get it to those guys. Well, now's a great time to do it. Because as long as President Trump is in office, you can take advantage of the elite. Number one, and don't you go and tell your broker that I said to do this. And please, don't take this as financial advice. I'm telling you right now, this is not financial advice. Play the stock market. Don't you dare do it unless you know what you're doing. It is going to be sky high one day. It's going to be through the floor the next day. And as one broker that I talked with the other day, you've seen him on my DVDs before, as he said to me, he said, Chaplain, it's profit taking. I said, no, this is more than profit taking. I mean, this is massive panic. And the stock markets panic up. But can you imagine what would happen if you bought at the bottom and you sold at the top? Now, the elite are doing this. They panic the stock market. Yeah, they are. Don't just credit all of this to happen. So this is not happening by chance. They panic and the stock market goes through the floor. That's when the elite buy. Then, when the panic's over, the stock market goes back to the top. They know exactly when to sell. Now, if you know when to buy and sell, you're in great shape. I would highly recommend, while prices are still where they are, that you purchase. Purchase whatever you want. Whatever the things are. I had a friend of mine came by the other day, and he just bought a brand new Chevrolet diesel pickup truck. He was so happy with it. And I thought to myself, why didn't you buy it before? Well, keep in mind, as long as times are good, that's a good time to take advantage of it. After all, remember, there's no pockets in shrouds. And so those things that you wanted to do, long as Trump's in office, you're safe. Now, I'm going to tell you later what's going to happen whenever Trump is no longer in office. But for right now, you have a man there with God's anointing who God is showing grace to America. And now's the time to do a lot of things. Pay off your debt, please. I beg of you. Now when you can make money, now when times are good, now when you can play that stock market and make a fortune overnight, pay off your debt, pay off your credit cards, pay off your house. You wish you had paid that house off whenever the elite come and knock on your door and repossess it because there's a mortgage on it. And believe you me, they will do just exactly that. Use up your gift cards. You know all those people that give you latest gift cards? Oh, yeah. They'll come from everywhere, from Walgreens, Walmart, every place imaginable. And people will give you a gift card and say, go and spend it when you want to. Better use them up. There'll be a time those gift cards will be declared worthless. I urge of you, do some things like fly your airline mileage. There's going to be a time that the airlines will say, we're not going to honor that anymore. That's after Donald Trump is no longer in office. And I would highly recommend that you take some moves. Move out of the city. You've got to do this. You positively do not want to be in a metropolitan city area and environment when happens what's happening in France right now. You just don't want to be there. And there are some things that are going to happen whenever the elite decide to move in and make their final major push to control everything and everybody, which they will. If you don't believe they'll do it, read your Bible. Read Revelation chapter 4 through 22 and see what the Antichrist is going to do. He's going to control everything. He'll control your buying food. He'll control your selling. He'll control your job. He'll control your attitude. He'll control your mind with his number, 666. I don't know what it'll be, but he'll control, control, control. Everything is control. There will be a time that you will not be able to move out of the city, but you'll wish you had. If you have an opportunity, now is the time, while President Trump is still in office, a man that God is giving grace to America as long as he is there. Buy gold. I know. I've said it so many times before. You know, it's the only thing that has lasted for thousands of years as the currency. The only thing that is a true store of wealth. And I urge you to get some. You don't have to buy much. And the price is so high now you can hardly buy it anyway. But get yourself some gold. There's coming a day that you will need it. Now I have a request. Will you please, please pray for the President of the United States of America? You've got to. You know, whether you agree with him or disagree with him. If I was a pastor right now, I'd be having prayer meetings for the president every week in my church and urging people to be there just as strongly as I urge them to be at my Sunday morning sermon. And after you pray for your president, you'll have peace of mind if you're willing to believe what my elite friend has told me, and that is that you're safe as long as he's there. So you can go take a vacation. I would highly recommend that you do it. Now, while you can have peace of mind and enjoy it and not have to worry about what might happen tomorrow morning. And I don't like to say this next one. I wish somehow that I could get around saying this. And I've got some very close friends who are newsletter writers. Don't trust them all. You've already found out from my DVDs for the past 2 years that the majority of the newsletter writers have been wrong. Panic, 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 panic hasn't taken place. Yet every one of them have been describing panic mode for the past 2 years' time. And I came back every time and said, long as Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, the elite's hands are tied, and there's not a thing in this world that they can do except what God allows. So please, be careful what you see. I would like to do something very unusual at this point. I don't normally do this. There is a prophet who has never been wrong in anything he's ever said. He's a human being. No, he's not an angel. He's a human being. A very unusual looking individual. In fact, when you look at him, you're going to gasp. And I did too the first time I saw him. I've gone back and looked at his past record, and he's never given a prediction that it didn't take place exactly like he said. He's almost like my elite friend, except he's not an elite. He gets information from God. My elite friend, I don't know where they get the information from, but I could guess, but I won't. This man is very unusual in that he came from India. And an American missionary went to India, gave him the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he accepted it. He trusted Christ as his Savior. And if I remember correctly, I think, well, I'm not going to say what he was because I don't know what religion he was, but a very unusual individual. And I'll try to pronounce his name, even though I'll probably pronounce it incorrectly. Salvarari. He has been given a prophecy about America. Now, I probably would never have put this into this DVD, except that What this man said that God told him about America is exactly what my elite friend told me is going to happen about America. That's right. You've heard me say this before, that once Donald Trump is out of office, that certain things are going to happen. Well, this man gives it in a very unusual manner. Think about something. God tells you and me everything he's going to do before he does it. Look at Isaiah. Unto us a son is given. Unto us a child is born. And he goes on and on in the scriptures. All the Old Testament prophets do.
Yeah.
And then in Jeremiah, look at all the prophecies that Jeremiah gave and how they came to pass. Daniel, for goodness sakes, Daniel prophesied thousands of years. I mean, he said this is what's going to happen hundreds and maybe thousands of years from now. And he was never wrong, because he got what he was saying from God, and it happened exactly right. I mentioned Cyrus earlier in this DVD. Cyrus was prophesied to allow Israel to go back and rebuild the temple. And it was prophesied, his name was actually given to the prophet approximately 150 years before he was ever born. His name, actually the name of the man. Now, God tells in advance what he's going to do. Now, the elite do the same thing. The elite are nothing in the world but copycat. They copy everything that God does. Satan always copies everything God does. And the elite tell you in advance what they're going to do before they do it. God tells you in advance what he's going to do before he does it. And if we know how to decipher what he says, well, my elite friend says something that correlates perfectly with what this individual is saying. I want to say, when it happens, never say you haven't been told.
Like the desire for a revival in the U.S. You know, the Lord spoke to me about this nation. What you need is not a revival. What you need is to put your house in order. That's what you need to do. When President Trump, or when Mr. Donald Trump was elected the president of the U.S., the Lord spoke and said, his election is a sign that he is giving you 4 years of grace. Last chance grace. 4 years to put your house in order. 4 years to get your act right. 4 years to put your life right. 4 years to restore all things back together in its right place. 4 years to get rid of all the leaven from your midst. 4 years for the bride to get ready. Wow. You have 4 good years. If you make good of these 4 years, then you will have many more good years to come. If you fail in putting your house in order in these 4 years, then great tribulation and great captivity will come. This is number one. Number two, the second part that I'm going to share with you, this word I received right now during when the worship was going on. I saw the Lord Jesus in the heavens, and he told me, he said, tell these people to pray for their president very much, because there is a danger for his life and for his presidency.
Yes.
If he fails to complete his term, you see, heaven has determined
four good years for the U.S. Four, rather, instead of good, is 4 years of grace. It's been apportioned for you. If he does not complete his term, that means
abortion.
The time of grace is aborted. If the time of grace is aborted, you go into your captivity. And if, when you go into captivity, or when his presidency is aborted, the church in the U.S. will be held accountable before God. God will hold you accountable for all the mess that will come upon this nation as a result of the abortion.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mistake he's saying.
Don't want that, do you?
Abortion. He's right.
God has given to America a grace period.
Yep.
We're living under grace right now. We are living with a man that God put in as the President of the United States of America. And how long he's going to be there, he may win in 2020 and he may not.
He may not.
So we're living under grace. I have one suggestion and one suggestion only for America. America,
get your house
repent.
In order. Yeah.
Repent like you've never repented before.
Amen.
Change your ways quickly.
It's not going to happen.
Don't push God any further.
Not going to happen.
You have contaminated the entire world, America.
Yep.
For years and years, you've exported your sin. You've also exported your missionaries. That's one of the only things that's allowing the grace of God today is America. American missionaries have carried the gospel around the world and carried the gospel to that man in India.
Wow.
And we've been kind to the world. We've helped the world. But that grace is going to run out. God's grace never runs out towards the individual. But it ran out towards toward Israel at one time and they took them into captivity. America, if ever you've repented, repent now while you still can. We're living in a period of grace.
I believe that.
You ready? I want to tell you what my elite friend wants now. The elite want Donald Trump deposed.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the most vicious. You're going to see the most fighting. You are going to see a hatred displayed in 2019 that you have never seen before displayed in America for any individual in Congress or the presidency of the United States of America. The elite want Donald Trump disposed.
Deposed, not disposed.
They want him done away with.
No, he said it right.
And the only thing that is keeping him in office is the grace of God. And God comes to his rescue in one issue after the other and has spared his presidency. But the day that that presidency is not spared, the elite have what they want. We need the grace of God. America must repent. America cannot go on the way it's going.
Amen.
America must turn to God. Pastors, you've got to wake up.
You better believe it.
Your church is at stake. You've got everything in this world to lose. Everything you've worked for all of your life. And your children, they're going to suffer. You ought to be having prayer meetings in that church every week for the President of the United States of America. The elite want him removed. The elite do not want Donald Trump to win in 2020. They'll do everything in their power to defeat him. And believe me, they've got the money, but that's not the issue. They've got all of that. They want the control. They want President Donald Trump disposed of. You just saw the testimony of a man whom God told him that as long as he's there, we're safe. The moment he's no longer there, God have mercy on America. The rest of the world is suffering it right now. Only God can preserve Donald Trump. And only your prayers and repentance can cause God to continue giving to America the grace that we need. Pray for the President of the United States of America, because the moment that President Donald Trump is no longer the president of this nation, it is going to be horrifying.
Wow.
That's it.
I got to hit two breaks.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, wow. What can I say? You're absolutely right.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking